The collection was compiled by the late Frederick Schmidt, a Wisconsin resident who met Frost while studying at Dartmouth. It contains 44 Frost books. Many of them are first or limited editions and were signed by Frost for Schmidt while he was in the Army during World War II. Schmidt's wife, Joan Christofferson Schmidt, says she's had offers from private buyers to purchase the collection, but didn't sell.
I knew Fritz wanted this group, the material, to go where it would be studied and related to nature. And I wasn't sure that would happen if it went to an auction house and went to the highest bidder to put up on his shelf.
By chance, she got in touch with UW-Eau Claire's head of special collections and archives, Greg Koken. Christofferson Schmidt says it's fitting that the works are finding a home amidst the beauty of western Wisconsin, but it was still a tough decision to let them go.
It was just as if Fritz and Frost were walking away the last time.
Koken says he was blown away when he first saw the Frost collection all laid out.
And I remember thinking to myself, wow, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And now that it's here, I keep thinking, this is still amazing. We at the university have this opportunity to present this opportunity to all the students and researchers who would come to take a look at this collection.
Koken says it should be available for review this week. The UW-Eau Claire Foundation purchased a portion of the collection, but would not discuss the price. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.